Subject. Possession is 9/10 of the law / our multidimensional mind. If - you - wish - to - achieve - excellence - first - define - excellence og. Audio / note pretext URL extension. Still looking, no face or place in view. Filed on at GrewUp 2020-02-19321 2.9 m. Screenshot 2021-06-19195303 PNG. Screenshot 2021-06-19195422 PNG. If we were sharing on LinkedIn. If you wish to achieve excellence, first define excellence, linkedin.com. You have to dream before your dreams can come true. APJ Abdul Kalam. Make it known, as a building trust factor, I don't do gotcha moments. I am here in a different view. In that view, I am obviously introducing this as a prime directive. As my delivery of the prime directive here, I must provide the reasons why. Hanging up the phone on someone in a conversation in mid-call is another gotcha scene that does not transfer through as peace, not a blissful moment. This statement would not exist, if a person would let the moments induce them to inquire. This is not a commercial email, and I do not need to get permission for use of materials. If you cannot measure it, you cannot improve it. Lord Kelvin. She can release from the energy she just placed into the world, the voicemail I had to say. I absolutely did nothing wrong in that conversation. The motives are clear. She has to see reality. So to everybody. I was attempting to use her materials to explain why a gotcha moment is not a good thing. The world is not operating, the correct directives, we are operating in a negative trust direction. Quite rude of her. You will find her signature on the bottom of this page. She could choose to find another signature to sign her page. Change the image. What is measured improves. Peter Drucker. According to an apology, and those are the actions of cyberspace possible. Everything we do for what or whom? We should and must strive better than this. A gotcha moment. Ultimately, it is a betrayal of the commons. How does possession is 9/10 of the law apply to the commons? What are the commons? An expression meaning that ownership of the commons is easier to maintain if one has possession of something, or difficult to enforce if one does not. Possession of what? Possession of the commons. Pinpoint the answers to this. Who has the possession of the commons, and who has had it taken or freely given it away? Right here. I am knowing these words are of deliverance. I am knowing these words are of importance. I am knowing these words are of seriousness. I am knowing these words are fleeting. I am knowing these words are suffering. I am knowing these words are falling from. Law of diminishing returns. According to the law of diminishing returns, also known as diminishing returns phenomenon, the value or enjoyment we get from something starts to decrease after a certain point. Let's say we go to an amusement park and ride our favorite roller coaster 5 times in one day. The first time is exhilarating. The second and third times are also exciting. But after the 4th or 5th ride, we start to feel sick and bored - we've had enough. The law of diminishing returns also applies to performance. Here's citation in American Psychological Association, APA, format. Law of diminishing returns. ND. In EliteOg.com's online glossary. Retrieved from https://www.elitedog.com/glossary/definition-sit/php, term equals law plus of plus diminishing plus returns. This graphic applies to how affected to our emotions, how hope feels. A statement about providence If you know what it means, great go seek where providence is showing in others' professional degrees, not words said, but actions done. Some words back, match media subjects # Sankofa, marked on this network as match media subjects # words to live by. http://customer/bliss/gene-bliss-i-am-a-dash-bumbling-fool-to-hold-faith-and-everything-i-do-the-world-is-full-dash-of-crack-up-crazy-bullshit-why-why-not-just-die-words-to-live-edit-grew-up.net/words-to-live-by-html. Screenshot 2021-06-19201514 PNG. Although it's important to study for an exam or practice for a game, There is a limit to how much time and energy we can invest and still expect to see an improvement. If we practice too much, we'll start to feel burned out and may even start performing poorly. This citation use of law of diminishing returns. Commons. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Jump to navigation. Jump to search. The commons is the cultural and natural resources accessible to all members of a society, including natural materials such as air, water, and the habitable earth. These resources are held in common, not owned privately. Commons can also be understood as natural resources that groups of people, communities, user groups, manage for individual and collective benefit. Characteristically, this involves a variety of informal norms and values, social practice, employed for a governance mechanism. 1. Commons can be also defined as a social practice of governing a resource not by state or market, but by a community of users that self-governs the resource through institutions that it creates. 2. Do you care? I care quite dearly. The importance to understand the ownership and possession of the commons in this phrase must be actively managed in one's perspectives of all human living experiences. Definition and modern use. The Digital Library of the Commons defines commons as a general term for shared resources in which each stakeholder has an equal interest. 3. The term commons derives from the traditional English legal term for common land, which are also known as commons, and was popularized in the modern sense as a shared resource term by the ecologist Garrett Hardin in an influential 1968 article called The Tragedy of the Commons. As Frank van Leerhoven and Eleanor Ostrom have stated, prior to the publication of Hardin's article on The Tragedy of the Commons, 1968, titles containing the words the commons, common pool resources, or common property were very rare in the academic literature. 4. Some texts make a distinction in usage between common ownership of the commons and collective ownership among a group of colleagues, such as in a producer's cooperative. The precision of this distinction is not always maintained. The use of commons for natural resources has its roots in European intellectual history, where it referred to shared agricultural fields, grazing lands and forests that were, over a period of several hundred years, enclosed, claimed as private property for private use. In European political texts, the commonwealth was the totality of the material riches of the world, such as the air, the water, the soil and the seed, all nature's bounty regarded as the inheritance of humanity as a whole, to be shared together. In this context, one may go back further, to the Roman legal category res communis, applied to things common to all to be used and enjoyed by everyone, as opposed to res publica, applied to public property managed by the government. 5. Prov. I, dense. / Provence / Learn to pronounce. Noun. The protective care of God or of nature as a spiritual power. They found their trust in divine providence to be a source of comfort. Similar. Fate. Destiny. Nemesis. Kismet. God's will. Divine intervention. Predestination. Predetermination. Astral influence. The stars. Fortune. Fortuity. Serendipity. Chance. Luck. Accident. Circumstances. Coincidence. One's lot, in life. One's portion. God or nature as providing protective or spiritual care. Noun, providence. I live out my life as providence decrees. Timely preparation for future eventualities. It was considered a duty to encourage providence. Similar. Prudence. Foresight. Forethought. Far-sightedness. Judgment. Judiciousness. Shrewdness. Circumspection. Wisdom. Sagacity. Common sense. Precaution. Caution. Care. Carefulness. Good management. Careful budgeting. Thrift. Thriftiness. Economy. Forehandedness. As if anyone reading in detail thstifiction, - this right here is at the heart of everything human of though then action outside and within conflicted, - the subject of God is expanded more below. For now. To be concerned or caring of in what you do, in most every aspect of who you are gives the noteworthily sense that you hold the commonwealth in providence. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. - Harriet Tubman. If Anschluss, when we are able to scan one's brain, and the knowing of that can will be able to read, does one have the commonwealth in providence? If not, what might or should happen to them? Hitch then one makes mindful and forthright decisions geared to a sustainable future, rather than short-term profit, or other special interest goals. It is going to be a I told you so moment, when what is speculative out in the newsphere, dash is actualized. A machine that reads your mind dash. YouTube. I am not kidding around, dash this is not a kidding around moment. A machine that reads your mind. 22,582 views, April 2nd, 2018. CBC News, The National. 1.13 M subscribers. Researchers have developed a machine that can read your mind and capture pictures from inside your brain. For more, http://www.bca/1.459668.5. Subscribe to The National to watch more videos here, https://www.youtube.com/user/cbcthenow. Voice your opinion and connect with us online. The National updates on Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/thenational. The National updates on Twitter, https://twitter.com/cbcthenational. The National is CBC Television's flagship news program. Airing 6 days a week, the show delivers news, feature documentaries and analysis from some of Canada's leading journalists. In conclusion from the transcript. I think it needs to be really properly regulated. I think there would be a serious problem if a company or an institution asked you for, let's say, like your mind-reading information. I don't know if you know they are. You consent would be a pivotal issue in mind-reading, whether it's law enforcement or a job interview. Would you be allowed to say no to simply embrace all new technology without any sort of ethical parameters? I think is really foolish, and I don't think I'm not anti. Science. I would argue none of these students are anti-science. Rio researchers insist ethics shouldn't derail discovery, but evolve with it, and there's much more to come. We want to be able to reconstruct images based on what people think and not just what people see. Now they are trying to extract text words from our brain. Would sound far-fetched, but it appears we're already staring the future in the face. Christine Burek, CBC News Toronto. Note from the @GrewUp Trust Building Informational Networking Ideal. I cannot understand the absolute rejection within a community and his own family that discounts and detaches a family member such as I, dash into sharing the ideals of how to progress through these technology realis MS, simple messaging system, ... this is not science fiction, dash this is science fact. As my family knows, my ID name I have used across all time on social media is. Because of their instilled aspirations that the world and their views are to remain stagnant dash unchannable dash, by the infection of a man by the name of James Martin Driscoll, the level of contempt they have to interrupt their silence is bliss to daytime glory is outrageous to the level of change that are actually occurring in real life reality, and then we add to it, dash. I am a targeted individual of gang stalking. They keep a distance just the same. For they are family. But don't care or desire, or are commanded from their beliefs to respect and honor the efforts of me to the priorities in life, dash all we must be, and this family chooses to detach and put a gap of function of under, dash stand, dashing. The direction of the meaning of this word dash. A person places the self under the other to stand and support from, and walk prudently forward to new heights. Of shared time experiences, dash. Morning glory is the new story. @GrewUp 2021. Great reasons us, you there, I here, and everyone interested around, will unite peace. Comma, dash, 9 empower our visions. A smart brain would know what to do with that. Audio, ego, discernment, and the non-negotiables. Why the silence? My work is to establish a bonded trust so that we can build into a workable focus. A discussion. That has integrity and is a binded trust that can't be broken by way of a betrayal. The agenda is actively monitored and can be trusted honestly. In all of the time of human existence. Understanding what is our ability to know how exactly instrumental trust is throughout all of the interpersonal relationships that come in and out of life. There is a sharp contrast of today and not too far back of passing by ways. We have been knocked off of our common senses, I do believe. Why and how? We are being subjected to outside influences that are led into our life, that we did not use to carry such burdens, and it's mandatory need to qualify people out from the status of strangers, when first meeting. How to evaluate genuine authenticity. Person's character, values, and perhaps reputations. We can't honestly talk. Anslasher, we can't talk honestly. That has nothing to do with my ability, has something to do with your insurrection and your destruction, your disgrace, your involvement, you hate infestation across this entire country's politics. The root of the word is police law enforcement. This article is more than 9 months old. White supremacists and militias have infiltrated police across U.S., report says. This article is more than 9 months old. A former FBI agent has documented links between serving officers and racist militant activities in more than a dozen states. White supremacist groups have infiltrated U.S. law enforcement agencies in every region of the country over the last 2 decades, according to a new report about the ties between police and far-right vigilante groups. In a timely new analysis, Michael German, a former FBI special agent who has written extensively on the ways that U.S. law enforcement have failed to respond to far-right domestic terror threats, concludes that U.S. law enforcement officials have been tied to racist militant activities in more than a dozen states since 2000, and hundreds of police officers have been caught posting racist and bigoted social media content. Far-right leader and Washington officers face civil rights lawsuit over violent incident. Read more. The report notes that over the years, police links to militias and white supremacist groups have been uncovered in states including Alabama, California, Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Louisiana, Michigan, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, Virginia, Washington, and West Virginia. The reckoning of how it is in your individual job to just turn a blind eye, it is no way a defense that lets you off. No way that you don't already know that argument was answered after World War II. Just following orders. Screenshot 2021-06-19175300PNG. That doesn't work. That's not the law that happens even for those who are not directly involved in the hate-based actions into this chasm catastrophe. Status, we can't trust anything and everything. We need an intervention of things. Atlantic Monthly articles that I put from my last written foundations, in the setup of this fix. Never have ever ever had the opinion that everybody, you know, full coverage, was the only course of calamity that would be forced into a fix. But everybody is under a spell of hate intimidation if we jump over the process of disinfecting this hate-empowered law enforcement force of humanity throughout our entire nation. The intimidation, the hate culture, the backbiting, the gossip, all of that stuff. And if we don't follow the order of the top-tier command, even if that was to suck his dick. What? If we don't follow it, we will be what? This part is approval. Plato. Silence gives consent. Peace maintained in microcosm, piece by piece of this hate-structured loyalty to fear. An inverted, unnatural, artificially suspended state of peace dash built on a house of cards. Advice for change. Introducing. Our multidimensional mind. The mind is a great servant, but a poor master. Swami Vivekananda. Similar to the wind, our mind can be gentle and soothing, clearing the air with a fresh breeze, or it can be biting, harsh, and damaging. Mind is a superb creative and empowering instrument, but our thinking can be slippery, compulsive, prejudiced, and trapped in identifications. What sets us off from other species are our opinions and judgments, which are both our greatest gift and our dilemma. The mind's critical and illusory elements keep us from our interconnected wholeness. This Zen story confirms how we are identified with our thoughts. Two men were arguing about a flag flapping in the wind. "It's the flag that is moving," stated the first one. "No, it is the wind that is moving," contended the second. A Zen master happened to be walking by, overheard the debate, and interrupted them, saying, "It is your minds that are moving. Without vigilance, our minds run wild, jumping here and there like a monkey scampering in the trees. Our minds create a lot of scenarios and tend to always escape the present moment. Left untamed, the mind is a tiger of intellect that rationalizes, justifies, analyses, projects, and muses, and believes its perceptions are right. Blinded by its expectations, it hides our inner stillness from us. Deep within us and beyond our minds is an invisible, infinite, and eternal, ever-present source that connects everything. Yet, We believe we are the shadowy opaque screens of our minds. Everyday consciousness is likened to a dream. Although we are a part of the unified ocean of oneness, we walk around within the reveries of our conditioned trances. Because most of us were born into families that, in various ways, did not fulfill our needs, we developed unconscious beliefs and woundings. Interacting through the filters of our developmental and survival issues caused us to lose basic trust in and our connection to Source. Being unconscious means we have become the coloration of our conditioning, in other words, identified with our beliefs. Our work is to consciously stop believing in the illusory states of our thoughts and feelings. How our thoughts influence our outlook is revealed in this German story. A man whose axe was missing suspected his neighbor's son. The boy looked like a thief, walked like a thief and spoke like a thief. Then the man found his axe while he was working. The next time he saw the neighbor's son, he looked, walked, and talked like any other child. If any contact in the law enforcement or any other wearing civil society was not aware of this problem, the association to which I'm bringing forward was not involved, not having prior knowledge of this. A scheme of ill non-natural fake artificially suspended creation. It is built on what is called a house of cards, and there's so much maintenance required to keep it running, but eventually it does collapse, and in this case, you did not realize that my medic. Holding I don't think you how are you going to say that this is a good thing sir mom's people, that gangstalking is a legitimate action activity in any kind of society that's stupid is stupid you have taken the fact, that your true agenda, must be then of course, is to attack the country form of stability and otherwise you know this better than I. So the persons involved in the upward inception to this scheme, not only are guilty of treason, but everybody else because that's the rule they are also guilty of treason in this regard, should be taken account to what we can do to fix this. Where do you think this would go? Everybody is involving treason to get this. Whatever your plan is to work, go out of the country, get yourself into the nose. You can make your own country if you like. Why pick on us in this nation? There's much weaker nations. Now global dominance like the C-Phi global dominance is that what you're striving for? The actual madness of thought that there could be a single ruler of the world, oh my god is that what you think or even a ruler class of the world is that my god is that what you think where's God in this, and where is God in this? He's in the sky right now he's been flying around here, for 70 year. The phrase upon you is that you will never ever 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 never ever can it be ever never ever sell it ever never was it to be destined ever, and one more time, never would it ever be possible to find that undoing of life. How could you think whatever your goal is a form of valid life existence? It's never ever a possibility. But the state of our conflicts, everywhere does have and remains to have the logic mechanics and calculation math for complete world peace. Because aliens exist because aliens are aliens and they are not white supremacists for sure. And I guarantee you this is another thing when or if there is a collapse of our true knowability holding us to our civilized human existence, here that you could step in as a group of some sort, and stop the rest of it. You have opened Pandora's box. I don't know if you realize that yet I'm sure you have and you don't know how to stop it, but I do. I have always known, but you have treated me so bad, why should I even bother giving it any effort? I'm forwarding this stuff, and I'm going to say F you call haters, and I'm going to anything less than excellence. It has an accord process. A piece of accord process. Several things has to occur, and there's a couple of varieties of things I mentioned but there is a public awareness of this underhandedness or understanding, there is a underhanded tone 100-handed throw 100-handed pitch. Underhanded you are and you can't remain that you either kill yourself because you can't come forward go get good riddance goodbye you go out of the country and form another country or find somewhere else get out of the role of being underhanded. Or denounce yourself to whatever power that is in the view that you pledged fire probably an oath that you would be killed some sort of and say you are breaking that oath, and you accept the consequences that you have done. Something so severely wrong that you deserve to die if that is necessary perhaps we can save you with enough people coming forward in the same view, and being able to denounce their contract with a hate. and beyond there that this is an infestation of hate, too much to try to work out piece by piece. By the way, that's the problem here at this point in our media. There's too many people that know the truth, including me, but and the fact that there is no way to build that the trust of this policing force in the United States of America, the policing industry, the marketability of there ain't a zillion dollars, or $100 trillion, that can fund the solution to this without it being made public. It's not possible to fix this in a method paid by any kind of way. It's completely free to push money resources for things that are all just band-aids. There ain't a funding cost that will fix this. There ain't a single dollar that is worth anything when a society is down into our situation right now, and this has a name for it. I can't think of the name of the status of our country in martial law. To people, you know, progressively down we are supposed to be in a state of peace. We have not had a state of declared war, so our society is in a state of peace, but that's not true, is it? No, we have internal struggles of people who have been and are treasonous. And I'm not going to call it for the church, but I know it's also something that cakes ourselves in the human feces. It's everywhere. Everywhere. Enough is enough. Taking to know that the psychosomatic energy that gives us telepathic powers are a part of scientific fact. That is the science that brings us the ability to talk to each other in a spiritual manner. That is the same power that allows us to talk to God, whether God is listening or not to you. They are out in the space of our earthbound creation of humanity. For 70 years now, and we know they are out from outside of the earth. That the Dodd statements is false again, following the line, you're going to keep this alive, you can't keep this, they won't let you. I guarantee you, whomever you are in the blockage of this, they will probably come down from the sky just for a visit to enable this path of peace, cause I've asked them to. And a stern warning about trust and what it is about trust. They don't have to identify themselves as God, they just have to identify themselves that they are a trustful friend. We have in our own way self-defeated the idea and concept of what an actual true friend is, because a true friend cannot be unfriended, even a good friend can't be unfriended, and a family member definitely can't be unfamiliar, and by way of unfriending. A police officer cannot be an officer. A president cannot be an unpresident. Undo is typically reviewed as a state to correct a mistake, not to undo something like it never ever occurred in the first place. It's only on a computer that you can do that, because in real life, you can't delete experiences that are traveling the mimetically active of least mem resistance. They will not let you have this planet in the state of condition that you've created, this intention, this for your continuing to keep this a secret. I guarantee that what they do from this point, I would assume they will make an appearance of a certain calling. I am not sure how to deal with this. The state of affairs were actually in distrustful, but we have to find something other than you all in the policing force, you all in the pleasing force. We have to find some other form of thing to trust. The whole shit it up thing. They obviously don't have Star Trek's view of non-interference as a prime directive. Obviously they've ever appeared before the military. I don't think they truly have a desire to be completely neutral people, that becomes an obvious fact. They will be something if you do not allow this transition to permeate in a change effectively, integrity, honestly, reality, because you're still trying to skirt it because of the stupid email that I'm forwarding to you never was responded to. He's still hiding, still scheming, you're still trying to maneuver around the inevitable. Get to it, deal with it, do it. I command you, demand you to do it, to be free of a hate culture, even if you have signed your life away. You accept the risk, and if you have to die, you die. They will kill you off dead, dash. In the end of all ends, you're capable to start yourself right into the moment before of the class, that you can recapture it, which is probably not going to be possible anyway. So if you do survive the transition in that, they will not let you have it, because they've been here for 70 years and you can no homage to them. How insulting that would be to them, for you to take over the world within an outer space, and you're not even thinking that you could actually just talk to them in a phrase to get their permission. If this is the right thing to do, because you know it is the wrong thing to do, you can't hide from them, sir. The secret is out, you can't hide from them. They are there, I know, in whatever by line, they are positively, understandably, with control fate. They are there, they are watching, they are reading these words in the real time, laughing, probably enjoy over my ability to see the needs of messages, because I have complete confidence in my ability to interpret the world as we speak. I have had that with their help ever since I was born. And thank you. That's a thank you to them, not to you, of course. If that path actually leads that way, you will die. Knowing you're killed, dash, that of course is not a permanent state of yours. Your soul will be taken out, and do what it was, and I don't know what will happen. All of our souls that were in this situation, I guess, have to travel to some other planet, so The dispersion of life on Earth is left to the animals and intelligent life exiles off Earth. Because everybody is going to have a reincarnated life again, it's just going to take it anyway and spread it all across the universe. That's what's going to happen, and just spread them across the entire universe. That's basically the answer to what is what you're trying to do. There is no answer that way. That's not the answer that's acceptable. That's not the answer that is natural, and that is not the answer that I will allow you to do either. And I only write the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and I do not lie, cheat or steal my way through life, even though I've never been fully prepared to understand what this is I'm in. I never asked for this, but it was given to me when I was before I was born a choice. I don't know what priorities I'm supposed to have between my family, and then the world. I'm torn, I'm broken, and I know my words are permanent because I know somebody out there with the prism interface looped through the CIA. Aren't you how the Mimic's deep dark web search engine works? Everything basically I do is captured, and has already been reclassified as something to isolate good or bad. That's all I care about, that I my index of my contributions are available to the record, that it's me, my contributions to the story of how to save a country about to burn, baby, burn. You are a complete annihilation of life, including yourself. Goodbye. You will never. Forwarded message, - from Shadowcast Macta Pond for Mama Fired and Sir United. Date, Friday, April 23rd, 2021, 12:17 p.m. Subject, re, are we listening to the foundation of why our society has run a course, truth equals trust, break of trusts results to insurrection fed capital January 6, 2021, what is it that is eroding our match media subjects # social trust? Why can we not stop it? We are not stopping - there's going to be another event. Same as the mass shootings. Event after event after event after event after event after event. Why is there no stopping these? They are parallel, - I now have a hacked mobile disabled by remote - no connection to internet. 2, la_opka@fbi.gov. cc, supervisor.row@bus.sbcounty.gov, mama.firedandsir@gmail.com. Photo. On Friday, April 23rd, 2021, Shadowcast Macta Pond for Mama Fired and Sir United wrote, Dear FBI, I'm afraid to call you. Dear FBI, I'm afraid to contact you. They are for your information, I previously have contacted you. Dear FBI, the first time I contacted you was in the period of 2006. Dear FBI, the last time I contacted you was in the period between January 3, 2021, and when they finally forced entry of a motel room in San Bernardino, Cal. Without getting into the details of that, I called. I have a wonderful intake with that person who seemed to be absolutely open and impartial to my story. Files from 2006 personal visit, when I personally visited the Oakland office of the FBI. In that intake - I had a hacked account. That account was hacked. I have a hacked mobile device today as of yesterday. I really don't think you're smarter than me. Because of this insanity you keep putting in my way. The nice agent was very nice, very open and very wonderful exchange with him. I had already put a piece of glass from the mirror in my neck, and I was living in the space of a blood room. Considering it was a blood room, there was an emergency, I would assume, considered how that the 911 voice and the 911 text for the event and the this started on January 3, 2021 were ignored. 911 voice and 911 text services were directed by command staff, not avail. Meaning ignored by the San Bernardino Police Department. So in the course between the time I'm back here in San Bernardino, I had made a report to the FBI about a particular condition, and a particular doctor on his side decided he was going to file harassment charges. The doctor filed a criminal complaint about the writing I wrote. The writing in which eventually two of your agents from law came out to the San Bernardino home here, and talked to me. So that history is true, the history true, that I'm trying to interface with you. Not happening properly, the interface between you and this citizen is so imbalanced, I can't trust you, I really can't trust you, I really can't trust you. But who am I going to trust? Who do I reach out to? Who do I go to? I've said in my writing that I have to go out to the United Nations and change my United States citizenry to some other country that does not intentionally allow, that means intentionally allow the haters to win. Not good enough that I am actually create a report to you guys on your site to substantially hold a position. The doctor filing, when I wrote that a criminal complaint, against that which I'm trying to solve today, trying to get you to understand what is happening, trying to be a peace builder, after all. You're not listening, and I don't think you are going to be listening. You will never be listening. You will never ever 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 give up this problem. Audio tip. There are three things you are never late for. In the 2021 time frame. The exposure of this is self-evident. But you will not conclude that self-evident, and you will continue to try to kill me. Literally, you are one of the factions of our problem here to conflict with me. Why should I even try? Why should I even try to contact you to convince you to listen to me? Why should I even try to call your number, and fulfill my obligation as American citizen, to be an American, and report this kind of condition to you all? Why should I even bother? Give me a reason why I should not just go, and immediately change my citizenry? Or just commit suicide? Give me a reason. A good solid reason to explain what has happened. Oops, sorry, you mistake, but in the FBI mistake, FBI mistake, FBI, oops, sorry, mistake. This ain't no mistake. This is intentional. This was intentional, and it's going to remain intentional, cause have no faith that you can actually do the right thing. A few cared have been composed to attempt to resolve this to an understanding, and so far I don't see it. So far I don't see where law enforcement has taken their stride to inverse themselves from this intention. And as it suffers itself onto our world. It is the collapse of our nation that you're holding on to. And a symptom of that is the mass shootings, event after event after event after event, I've already mentioned to you. I have a YouTube video attached for you, mass shootings. Event after event after event after event after event after event. They still haven't stopped. It's event after event after event after event. I've said this already, I've said this already, I've said this already, I've said this already, I've said this already. And what was it I said that was in my report to you, official report to you, that you had to come and investigate my writing? What was it I said? What was it exactly that I said? That exact quote I said. And when will did I say it? And when 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 did I say it? And how many mass shootings have there been since I said it in a report, official report, to the FBI? That I faxed over to my doctor. The doctor then took that fax of the report that I sent to the FBI, and filed criminal complaint of harassment, and it was successful. I had a harassment charge put onto me, a criminal record put onto my record for saying this statement. What was that statement again? What was that statement again? What was that statement again that I said in an FBI report, that I faxed over to my doctor? My doctor then took and filed a harassment charge on me, and then put that harassment charge onto the court to a judge, who then judged the whole thing against me, and I have a criminal record? What was it? What was that statement I said? What was it? And what was your attitude when two FBI agents came to investigate? What was it said? You said, what was it? You said, what was it? You said, what was it? You said. As though you had to come out because of the seriousness. You had to look like so that the harassment charge would stick. You had to make it apparent that you had to show up so that the harassment charge would get stuck in against me. You have to show up to just say we should have, but you said something to me, and I wasn't in trouble with you, as a FBI agent said, we didn't think it was that serious. We didn't think the offense that I had done was that serious. It actually was not even serious at all. It was not an offense, it's a statement of fact. It's a statement of fact that continues to this day, continues to this day, to this day, to this day, to this day, and we still having mass shootings, events after event after event after event. I said so, and 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 you didn't listen, 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 and you didn't listen. I can say that 1,000 times you didn't listen. I said in the period after the Las Vegas shooting. Knowing there's pretext in my writing then and now. And there is materials now also showing my attempts to reassign the direction, and where in which we are walking. If you do not listen to me, there is going to be another shooting. Are you 1,000% sure that that statement is not that serious? Are you 1,000% sure that that serious is that seriousness of a statement is not serious? That you are not treating that serious of a statement serious enough to actually honor my commitment to this country? In which your commitment has been some sort of adverse to our country. Somewhere, somehow, some why you've decided into listening to some other thing, some other way of being. That must terminate, and you have no other option, but to accept this paradigm of realism of reckoning. I have no faith at all in you. You all at the FBI. But I have no other choice. Something has happened, however. Something has happened in the establishment of an actual file ID from the United States federal point of view, of the Department of Justice. Oh, they too, I can't believe as well. They can't be trusted dash just as bad as you. Two peas in a pod, you're the same. Again I say I have no faith in all of you. But I have to. I wholeheartedly and solidly hold the view that the San Bernardino Police Department up until the room and into the room solidly would have taken me out of the room and induced a harm to possibly killing me to stop me from telling the truth. I had an incident happen a few weeks earlier that they basically ruffled me up and took me out of my car for no reason. I had three of them, the patrol officers, have stormed my car as I pull into the motel room's parking lot. This was about 12:30 a.m. or so, and I'm tripped up to Jack in the Box or some of the restaurant. I don't remember right this minute and came back, and on my way back I had this happen. They did not have any reason to have any kind of report at all. He blamed that I crossed the line, and there isn't even a cross the line between the time he got behind me and pulled me over. When this all happened, I said, "Why are you stopping me?" And then they pull me out of the car and forcefully put me in the back of his patrol car with his goons, with the goons in the view, and they wanted to search my car, and I gave them no permission. There wasn't anything in the car anyway. I don't carry any weapons or anything like that. I'm a peacemaker, so I don't know what he was trying to pull. So I said, "No, you can't search my car, but why are you pulling me out of my car? You have no reason to pull me out of my car. I'm not dangerous. I know threat and there's nothing here." Okay, so that had happened, and they push me into the back of the patrol car. And then they had that, okay, they had me handcuffs, of course, and then they release all of this and send me up. I said, "Why are you?" I kept questioning, "Why are you doing this?" And he said that, and finally at the end of this he told me I crossed the line, so they got away with pulling me out of my vehicle, and all of this for nothing. And there's no report that the bullying is the bullies of the San Bernardino Police Department. In that regard, something caused that to happen. I have my suspicions, and that I put that into my report of what happens later in the next hotel room confrontation. There is no justification for this kind of behavior from law enforcement. http://bloodroom101.fuckeduphuman.space http://bloodroom101.fuckeduphuman.spaces/email/gmail-. Okay, now where the trail ends dash proving deception of human 911 text operations dash this is criminal activity on the part of the San Bernardino Police Department, HTML. Moreover, when I contacted you in the FBI when I was in this room the first time, I got a pretty decent attitude from you to intake my complaint. My mom called since there's a history on the phone number here at the house, and she was shuffled immediately to call the police for my knee. No, that's not issue. I have an open 911 text interface that's happening opened at 9 a.m. prior to checkout. Before all of this went down. So the FBI immediately shuffled her down to, instead of incorporating the view of her son me, the one you're not listening to even today, you're not listening to, you're still not going to listen to. Cause she dialed from the house line. There is a pre-screener auto technology that is handling such a call. Of course there is 911 is the same way. So now when I make a secondary call from the motel room to inquire if I'm going to have any FBI resources at my hand to prevent the travesty that was going to unfold. No, there wasn't no FBI interface to the events in January. No FBI. No resource available. FBI missing in action. FBI, I have said this back in 2006 in email, and I said this constantly, this is a matter of national security. And you still have not opened your mind to listen to me, so why should I even try? Why should I even try? Yesterday, was in the middle at the very end of writing to Supervisor Rowe here on Facebook Messenger. In this Facebook Messenger, I also have crossover to finally an open channel to the San Bernardino Sun, our newspaper. So I have two channels, open channels going simultaneously to get together in this day, they have 24 hours to get the shit together. So I made that statement going on, and then I was finished basically with Supervisor, and then my phone was almost out of power, and so I left it, I turned off the phone and turned back on, and it immediately went into a what? An unconditional without notice. Without notice that makes this suspicious, for that this action requires a pre-preparing backup, because it can fuck up. Very rare, but it can fuck up. So the owner of the phone is alerted to this process that this has to be done. I doubt it has to be done, it was forced upon the phone, and the way it was forced upon the phone I pretty much have deducted as a security breach of outrageous proportions on the mobile device. That's I need to contact you, I don't want this phone put into your possession. A firmware update was forced upon this device. At first, I thought that was suspicious, and that you were trying to install some malicious code on my device. But no, that's not what it is. It's unable to connect to the avail any available connection, and you support that apparently is utilized for this purpose, and update the firmware. So to attack me and get me off my job task of trying to save our nation from a eventual class, and to try to remove the hatred, and the violence of our mindsets or memeplex, that is actively happening that has happened to be my and my writing all of, this time. That you have not been paying attention to, you have not been listening because your affection is to defend them as VIP. They took my phone out of service like what, and I'm left to know that it was you who did that by proxy, it was you who did that, and you can't take my analysis away. It's the San Bernardino Police Department through the law enforcement of the FBI and into the Justice Department that has not done the right thing. Will you ever? Why should I bother? Why should I bother? Why should I bother even trying? I should just walk away from this nation, and let it collapse, let it burn behind me on its own, because I'm not doing anything but trying to contend with this energy you send into our population unjustly, unwisely. When are you going to stop doing this conspiracy, and start doing something right according to the natural law, according to the actual enabled active laws of our United States of America, as we speak? When will you obey the laws to which we are supposed to be operating from? When will you do that exactly? So the motel room happened because of this, and I don't have a car, because they told my car away. I don't have a car anymore. Events that led me into a conflict with a SUV as a pedestrian, and I got hit in the scene that I'm not going to describe all of the events that the San Bernardino Police Department did not put into the report, but needless to say I still have a cast on my leg, a cast that needs to be removed because he is claiming in presentation cared. http://balanced-wholenesscard.com. The presentation of that material was in the mind of the sheriff, and the four other officers that came over to the house two days ago to intimidate me, to also justify why the doctor will not have a conversation discussion before he cuts my cast off. No, he won't have that discussion. The discussion is so toxic to you all. That discussion I'm wanting and needing is so toxic to you all, living under a roof of conspiracy. And that is a fact that the sheriff had the content to which is presented there in full, and the only object, and that my mom being the witness to what he said, was the timer to count down to my appointment time, like that's some sort of threat. There's an absolutely no possible way that would even clear any kind of sanity in court, that would be laughed outside out of court. The sheriff wanted me to remove the timer. I didn't remove the timer. In fact, I'm going to file a complaint, a criminal action, that the whole thing is a violation of United States Code Title 18, Section 242, deprivation of rights under color of law. That this is not exactly what it is, and it is your job to obey the law, and to enforce the law, and you won't, you will fail, you will fail, you will fail, goodbye. My narrative to this is on Twitter. My account @grewup. My pins tweets is the fact that my October report to the United States Just Department of Justice was finally confirmed as being processing, but it's not processing, that's just one more bullshit in this mix. You may want to ask the United States Justice Department for confirmed reasoning, why they as far as processed it, and most likely the writing I wrote that is an email that has the person by the name of Ben, the government policy person, and read my writing in my email, that CC list is quite long, and decided he better contact the Department of Justice, I'm sure. And so therefore there's a connection there. I'm in an email draft to contact him again, and that's relating to the assigned conflict of interest between the paper written by Dr. Lorraine Sheraton, dated 2015, where the position of the author of that research stated that 100% of the reports were from delusional pretense. The April 6, 2020 report, on the National Institutes of Health, where she says very definitely the same author, the same paper, but she says that this needs to be further investigated. That there is some extreme conditions of psychological abuse happening to people who are targeted individuals, as I've been trying to complain all these many years to you. Of the Psychology Today article that's on file kind of is a fucker, up shit a thing they trying to do. They have both quotes from both papers, but the only quote that is attributed to the doctor is the first one in 2015, and no attributing to the author of the second appearance in quotes. That is a deception intended to justify the continued pretense that all of us out here as targeted individuals are delusional, and you are carrying that same line, and you are absolutely insane, FBI. I've already contacted in this transition the Dr. Lorraine Sheraton email address that is in the second paper. And I will be wanting to finish my draft, that of my full paper, to the American Psychological Association. I'm not sure how much time I will have before this, as you all just fight me to the nail trying to keep this truth from being told tooth and nail. You refuse to apply the law and obey the law of the United States of America option. This element of our society, the one that is the eroding the trust so badly, mass shootings after mass shootings, and now the insurrection on the state capability, and it's going to get worse until we grab the hold of the rings and stop the underhanded foundation that you all have done to this country. https://knock-knock-angelscaredco. Be sure to follow all links. http://meningoffwordscaredco. My Match Media subjects #909-882-8759. To that I say goodbye FBI goodbye I died in. equals. Ms. Bliss, I did not intend to use image this way, - but I have no choice. I was indeed trying to hold honor and praise for what you said about gotcha moments, - but you're a tick too, at least as far as you behaved to me sucks big TME. There is nobody in view to help me save my life, - I am serious, - that ending was already in place, - references that match media subjects #fail must include you - best version of me, comma, - what? How pleasant you must be in a state of ignorant bliss, and for what I am sure, not the first time you have ever been called out that way. I am not saying you're endorsing me, I am saying for the my audience, in free space that gets this, call her please. Ask her what the hell you are doing, - hanging up on the author of this address, - crack crazy lady. Screenshot 2021-06-19195516png. Hi there. I answer my own phone, read my own emails and act as my own assistant. So, give me a jingle or send me an email. I'll be on the other end of the line. Email. Gene@customerbliss.com. Cell. 425-444-7654. Twitter. @GeneBliss. LinkedIn. LinkedIn.com/Gina Bliss.